This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of Scott.
Forever and ever, we should stick together. We need Scott now, more than ever.
Hey, this is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from Interrupting.
Hey, Safe from Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful star listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan Pete. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Money spent.
couldn't have you in the mafia. Why can't we be friends? 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 We'll be right back.
thank you! But it's not good night, is it? Because it's time for Beefy Ska Club, the world's number one ska radio show. Yes, coming at you live! Yes, live from Melbourne Town. Beefy Ska Club is the flag bearer for global ska radio. Yes, it is. That was Real Big Fish. I bet you started singing along. You sung every word, didn't you? A bit of a-ha covers there from the Big Fish themselves out of California. Now, I got to thank Chris from Los Angeles. Chris got in touch. He says, Beefy, I love your show. Who doesn't? Of course you do. Chris says, I know you've been kicking off with ska compilations from around the world. Have you thought about doing soundtracks? I thought, well, no, clearly not. Although I have dived into How Do They Fall in the past. Anyway, Chris says, I reckon we should kick things off if you're going to do soundtracks with the soundtrack from Basketball, one of my favorite movies. Basketball, Chris, why not? Remember, Beefy Ska Club is your radio show. I do it for you. I am just a puppeteer. My wish is your command. All right, so people like Chris can get in touch. So please follow me on social media, Facebook, Beefy Ska Club, Twitter, Instagram. I don't go on there, but you can follow me. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So Chris got in touch, recommended Basketball. Basketball, what a soundtrack as well. Real Big Fish got a couple of tracks on there. Goldfinger on there. Cherry Poppin' Daddies. Soul Asylum. And in fact, friends of mine, Deep Blue Something, are on this that I didn't even know. Deep Blue Something out of Denton in Texas, where I went to university. Go Mean Green. They are on there with Tonight, which is amazing. I didn't even realize. You heard Smash Mouth. Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Yes, Smash Mouth are on there. The Ernies are on there with Motivate. The Ernies, where were they from? I think they were from Santa. I don't even know where they're from. I'm pretty sure they're out of California. They could be from anywhere in the USA. And obviously Real Big Fish, another Los Angeles band, Smash Mouth out of San Jose. I'm not thinking anything. But Nerf Herder, Super Suckers, Plasticine, Soul Asylum, they're all on this soundtrack. Came out in 1998. If you've not seen Basketball, it was written by David Zucker. And it stars Trey Parker and Matt Stone of South Park fame. And I love this for a bit of trivia. The David Zucker asked Chris Farley to do the lead role. But because of the success of South Park, he ended up asking Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Now, they only accepted because they thought South Park was going to get cancelled after the first series. So they ended up filming Basketball and doing South Park at the same time. But how funny is that, that they thought South Park can't last after one series, so we'll do a film instead. So if you don't know about Basketball, it is a combination of basketball and baseball that two guys make up to kind of impress friends of theirs at a school reunion. They start playing it in their local neighborhood. It gets really popular. Some businessman comes in and forms the National Basketball League. These guys play for their own team, the Milwaukee Beers. And Real Big Fish are kind of the, I was going to say the house band, but they're the halftime entertainment at some of their games. They do beer on the halftime entertainment, which is blows the house down. I'm pretty sure they actually a guest appearance as well, the Real Big Fishers, along with, I was looking very quickly at the guest appearances because I haven't seen this film for a long time. I reckon I saw it when it first came out in 1998. That is 27 years ago. Oh, where's life gone? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Dale Earnhardt, NASCAR driver, Reggie Jackson, Joey Diaz, Jim Lampley. Who else is in it? Dan Patrick, Real Big Fish, Victoria Silvstedt. That's about the only people I know. They tried to get it as a TV series, but apparently the pilot episode filmed starring Chris Rock, but didn't materialize into a series. So there you go. Basketball. I am going to check out Basketball tomorrow because I haven't seen it for so long. It is very, very funny. Allegedly, a box office bomb with mixed critical reviews. I'm just looking here on the internet. Anyway, that's life. Films get made. Films get watched. Films bomb. Films fly. Doesn't really matter. Do they cover their budget costs? I don't know. Apparently it cost $25 million to make and it only took $7 million. But that doesn't make sense because it says here it took $7 million in its first weekend. I don't know. Who knows about films? Crazy stuff. Anyway, Chris from Los Angeles, thank you for getting in touch. Thank you for just suggesting soundtracks as an alternative to the global ska compilations that we've been doing. I can't think of too many films that have a lot of ska in their soundtracks. A lot of John Hughes films would do. Whether we've got enough, let me look into that. Challenge accepted. But thank you, Chris, for getting in touch. Also, if you do have suggestions for ska in film soundtracks that I can kind of weasel into our kickoff segment, then please get in touch. Like I said, Beefy Ska Club on Facebook, Beefy Ska Club Instagram, Ska Nation Radio still on Twitter. I haven't been on Twitter for ages, so I don't really know. But if you send me a message via any of those platforms, I will get notified. I'll probably find it eventually. Send me your suggestions. I'm even off the top of my head, I can't think of too many. I'll have to look up some John Hughes films while we're listening to some bloody great tunes tonight. Talking of great tunes, this is Beefy Ska Club. Get set, strap yourselves in, put on your skanking shoes, because I've got another 3 hours of top tunes to get you dancing. This is your weekly installment of Ska. All right, we're going to kick things off because the very, very good people from the Melbourne Ska Orchestra have reminded me that they have recently kicked off an Australian tour. They have a new album that has come out a couple of months ago, actually, The Ballad of Monte Loco. I think it's been out for about 6 weeks. It is kind of a Western-themed ska album, which seems to be the flavour of the month right now. They've just played in Cairns last weekend at the Tanks Arts Centre at the end of August. They're in Geelong at the Wool Exchange. Saturday 30th of August at Castlemaine at Theatre Royal. Then they go to Hobart, Adelaide, Fremantle, Brisbane, Gold Coast, and they finish off their national tour on the 3rd of October at 170 Russell in Melbourne. Yes, it's a homecoming show for Melbourne Ska Orchestra, one of the world's, and I'm not messing about when I say this, one of the world's best live bands today. So, because they reminded me, I needed to tell people that they are on tour right now. I'm going to play a track off their album. You can get The Ballad of Monte Loco in all good record shops. Are there any good record shops left? I don't know. Everything's online, isn't it? Anyway, I'm going to play you a track that I've not played off the album on this show yet. This is Read Between the Lines, Melbourne Ska Orchestra.
In a dusty desert stop, some far-flung town, stepped up the steaming train, looking around. Found people in the town square, a strange woman made a scene. She was screaming about the revelation in her dream. She said, forget rising expectations, gather round and watch the rain come. Don't mistake the clocks for time now. Don't forget to read between the lines. Time to roll.
nothing's done. It's no use, it's no game. You get used, you feel shame. You can't cry, you can't blame. It's just more caught in the middle.
Oh, how good is that? Fiesta Fiasco out of Brisbane up there in Queensland. Talked about Melbourne Sky Orchestra tour. They just did a gig on a Saturday night at the Cave Inn in Brisbane. Soul Ska Twist. They played with Stone Age Agogo and The Trespassers. So that looked a fun, fun gig. Fiesta Fiasco released their Fiesta Fiasco EP at the start of the year. Go and check them out on Bandcamp. What a band. 9-piece, couple of lead singers, Neil Roach Kelly on the keyboards. Great band. We are desperately trying to get them to come to Melbourne, but as you well understand, getting a 9-piece down to Melbourne to play a couple of shows is a tough ask sometimes. So we will keep trying. Melbourne's struggling at the moment. Gig-wise, it's tough. It's a tough one to make any money. It's tough to clear your expenses right now. But anyway, we're getting there. Trying our best with Ska gigs. And we will continue to try our best. So please, check them out. Fiesta Fiasco. Great band. Another great band, Melbourne Ska Orchestra. Keeping Melbourne Ska on the map on a global stage. They have a new album called The Ballad of Monty Logo. Logo? The Ballad of Monty Loco. If it was Monty Logo, that would be a brand dream. Anyway, what have I played so far? Walls of Jericho, Bum Bum Bum, Spring Him a Step, John Wayne, and now Read Between the Lines. They are currently on a nationwide tour. They just played Cairns, but they are due to play in Geelong, Castlemaine in Victoria, Hobart, Adelaide, Fremantle, Brisbane, Gold Coast, and then finishing off in Melbourne on the 3rd of October. So please, get your tickets to those gigs. Go and see them. You will not be disappointed. Like I said, I make this claim in no uncertain light. They are one of the best live bands on the planet today. They really are. That's why they are a festival must. They play Blues Fest. They've just been in Canada playing a load of festivals. Next year, I believe there is a load of European festivals that are chasing them. So there you go. Melbourne Ska Orchestra. We are going to jump straight into On This Day in Ska. Yes, On This Day in Ska. There's a little band called Rancid. Have been around a long, long time. On this day in 2003, they put out an album called Indestructible. They also put out a single off that album called Under a Red Hot Moon, which is claimed on the internet, because all things on the internet are true, that this is the Rancid's most ska song ever. So, who am I to disagree with that? I'm going to go live, people, because that is my want in this show. Everything's a little bit different. This is Red Hot Moon off the Indestructible album from Rancid.
Make her run far away.
Oh, under a red eye, won't you take some?
a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Under the red eye, Morton takes a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight.
I knew Casey's brother pretty well. He said we spent a lot of time hanging out. I always thought and sort of knew that she'd be the one to get out of here and make a life for herself. But when we found her in the Little League Park, in the dugout, it was cold, damp, and dark, and no one knew why she wouldn't wake up. I think she finally made it back home.
Wonder, a red eye, Morton takes a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Wonder, a red eye, Morton takes a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight.
Alright, this one's for everybody on Hellcat Records. On the B3, Mr. Vic Ruggiero from the Slackers. And right now for the Transplants, give it up for Mr. Skinhead Rob.
One time for your mind, two times for your soul, three for the graveyard and the money I fold. Dipped out in the city, the sun burns slow. No hope, it's a pity, I can't say no. It's not my time to go, it's not my time to die. The last thing I want is for my mother to cry. It was love at first sight, the very first night. Things have never been the same since I took my first flight. The way I live my life, I love, I live lavish. I think from the start, you lose, you'll never have it. Son, touch, unleash, back up, you don't want it. Sticking for his cash is bad, that's how we thought it. Take to and pass, I take to and blast. Anybody getting touched, I'm out on the smash. Dipped out, I am what? I'm out of control. Let's bounce, rock, skate, I'm ready to roll.
Under the red hot moon. Under the red hot moon.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To sing any old way.
A not very ska single from the legends themselves, Madness, got released on this day in 1985. Yesterday's Men got to number 18 in the UK charts, number 54 in Australia, number 38 in New Zealand, and somehow number 7 in Ireland. But Madness always did well in Ireland for some unknown reason. That was a lead single off their 6th album, Mad Not Mad, before they kind of went on hiatus after that for quite some time. What was the follow-up single? Uncle Sam, one of my favourite Madness songs, weirdly enough. And didn't do quite as well in the charts by the look of it. Anyway, Mad, Not Mad. Not bad album. Not classic Madness, but some good tunes on it. Anyway, Yesterday's Men came with All I Knew on the B-side. Before that, another kind of not very ska-y song from the Pepper Potts out of Girona in Catalonia in España. On this day in 2009, they released their 2nd album, Now. The track you heard, Time to Live, probably the most, did I say 2nd album, 3rd album from the Pepper Potts. Anyway, Time to Live. They do different versions of Time to Live that are a little bit more ska when they do it live. More rock steady than ska anyway, but there you go. The Pepper Potts released their 3rd album out of the 5 they've done. They haven't done an album since 2013, but it got re-released not that long ago. So they're still a little bit active. In fact, they teamed up with Binky Griptite from the Dap Kings, and they've did a few bits and pieces with those guys. They also did teamed up with Eli Paperboy Reed as well not that long ago, a couple of years ago to be honest, but there you go. Still recently in this era, isn't it? Because I'm still thinking it's 2015. That's 10 years ago. Yeah, just think about that for a minute. Anyway, the Pepper Potts, Time to Live, off their 3rd album, Now, from Girona in Catalonia. Probably more famous for cyclists than it is ska, obviously. And we kicked off that on this day in ska triple play with a track from Rancid. They released their 6th album, Indestructible, on this day in 2003. They also released Red Hot Moon. What an album Indestructible is. Indestructible, Fall Back Down, Red Hot Moon. There's so many on this one. It is a cracker. Please go and get it. So good. Rancid! What a band. What a band. Will not come to Australia and play live, though. Anyway, I'll leave that with you. It's just a statement on my behalf, really. Alrighty, I think it's probably time for
BB's Cover of the Week now, baby. BB's Cover of the Week.
Oh yes, time for Beefy's Cover of the Week. I teased this a couple of weeks ago because a band that have been quiet for quite a bit of time have made a bit of a comeback. They are well known for their ska covers, and if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, 2025 is the year of the ska cover. The band are out of Washington, D.C., they're called Party Like It! I played the lead single off the new album a couple of weeks ago. That is a cover of Why Don't You Build Me Up, Buttercup Baby? Yes, that's why I'm not in a band. The new album, Covers, that's what it's called, is out today. Oh, yes it is. It features loads of the covers that these guys have done over the years. But this one is one that is previously unreleased. Do we like a bit of Cure on Beefy Ska Club? If it's done in a ska style, oh yes we do. Well, this is done in a ska style. This is the Cure's Just Like Heaven, done by Party Like It's. It is Beefy's Cover of the Week. We'll be right back. ska. Yeah, Banjo Didn't Know played ska. We went all the way to Swindon in Wiltshire in the middle of England. XTC. Off their third studio album, Drums and Wires. That one is called When You're Near Me, I Have Difficulty. Cracking tune. Very, very rarely did they even touch on ska, the old XTC, but I think it was just over the time, 1979, just getting into there, a lot of upstrokes in that one. There's a few others. I think I've played an XTC one in Benji Didn't Know played ska before. There you go. It's always good to involve some different bands and bands you didn't know played ska. Now, I know, like, obviously I grew up in the UK. XTC were kind of a band that were always around, always getting played on radio, and seminal. Let's call them seminal, because they kind of were. In all their years, they only had one top 10 single. This is news to me, and it only got to number 10, Senses Working Overtime. That was the only top 10 single they ever had. Crazy. Good, though. Love to involve XTC. Big fan. Oranges and Lemons, great tune. What else are we here? Oh, Beefy's Cover of the Week from Party Like It's out of Washington, D.C. Their brand new album, it's called Covers. It's out today. Yes, it's out today. I played Build Me Up Buttercup a couple of weeks ago, which was the lead single. In fact, it was the catalyst to get this album going, because they recorded it in, I believe, it might have even been 2007. It could have been 2017. I'm confused as normal. Anyway, they found the video footage that they filmed, but they lost it. And then it came back to light, so they decided to re-release it. And then the album has followed. So they were well known during the day. In the day, for doing a lot of awesome ska covers, and they are back. So the album features a load of their previously kind of released covers, but it also features Just Like Heaven, which is an unreleased brand new ska cover from Party Like It's. The Cure, Just Like Heaven. Loads of Cure covers, Cure ska covers, I should say. Boys Don't Cry is a kind of a standard that nearly every ska band will touch on over the years they're a band. Friday I'm in Love, I'm sure somebody did that. There's another one kicking around as well that I just can't think of off the top of my head. But that's me. I'm a sieve. Yeah, generally, I am a sieve. Anyway, there we go. So we do loads of features on this show. We do the ska compilations at the top of the show. We do Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska, Beefy's Cover of the Week. We feature First Nations bands. We feature New Zealand bands, new releases, all sorts of stuff on this show. If you've got suggestions, recommendations, or requests, you know where to find me. Beefy Ska Club, the world's number one ska radio show. We need to do some Australian content right now. Let's go up to Newcastle and New South Wales and Australia's favourite ska punkers, the originals themselves, the Porkers. This is Off Time Will Tell. It's called Too Many Choices.
Took a tumble, but it was your call. Your head was messing, that's what I'm guessing. Overnight, your mind had changed. My whole life to be rearranged. I should accept it gracefully. All these things you've given me. A change, a pair of new shoes, different views.
Ska Freaks out of Chiba in Japan. This Is Family is the name of that one. That is their latest single. However, they have a mini album called Amber that is coming out tomorrow. Yes, the mini album from Ska Freaks from Japan is out tomorrow. This Is Family is the latest single right now, but I'm pretty sure it's not on Amber. Weirdly enough, the B-side of This Family is on Amber. Does that matter? No. Please, check them out. Sky Freaks, This Is Family is the single. Amber is the mini album. Amber comes out tomorrow. Awesome. We love Sky Freaks on Biffy's Ska Club. We also love the Porkers from Newcastle, New South Wales. I just chose too many choices off Time Will Tell. Time Will Tell is celebrating its 25th birthday this year. Great album. If you've not checked out Time Will Tell from the Porkers, do so. But after the show, all right? Don't do it right now because you're listening to me. Beefy, get that straight. Okay, we've come to the end of the first hour of Beefy Ska Club. It has been an awesome ride through some of the best bands from all over the planet. But unfortunately, it has to come to an end. But don't fret. I will be back very, very shortly. Plus, there's loads more tunes to come. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of Beefy Ska Club. I really, really do appreciate it. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for sharing the gospel of ska, because we need you now more than ever, like we do ska. I'm going to finish up the first portion of the show, your starter, your entree, your soup of the day, with a little tune from the Heptones. They were part of Studio One for a long, long time in the 60s. They were kind of one of the go-to bands for the bridge between ska and rocksteady. They don't get as much recognition as they deserve. They were a key band in Jamaica's history. Jamaica's music history, I should say. They really, really are. They ended up teaming up with Lee Scratch Perry, but I'm going to go very, very early, back to 1968. Their second album was called On Top. This is the Heptones. This is Heptones Gonna Fight.
You got the fire. Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.